Just trying to think about it, though. Like, ugh.
We'll list them off. We'll give them all their good points and their bad points.
I mean, first.
This is going to be a really bad episode of Kill, Marry, Fuck.
The blast. What's up and welcome to this week's episode of How Not to Summon a Scenario, where we ask the important questions like, which member of the Justice League would make the best lover?
Are we talking fucking or are we talking take you out for a nice candlelit dinner?
What boxes have they got to tick, guys?
Well, let's think about it.
Be a good date.
One, obviously.
A good date.
Dating, sex.
Suck a dick.
Are we going to assume the role of the woman?
Did you say suck
a dick? Yeah. Good as sucking dick.
I mean, Superman wins. He doesn't need to breathe.
Oh, no, it's too much action, though.
And he's got giant tits.
That thing's coming off.
I mean, the man tits, but... oh, can you imagine a little bit of that cold breath on the tip, though?
It's like putting that minty...
A Mentos blowjob.
No, the mint tea. Yeah, the mint body wash. Do it again. Domestic. Has got to be a box to tick. How they are just to live with.
Oh, yeah. Like, could you
are we
actually...
marrying them?
Yeah, no, basically.
I'm going to say that we're non-powerful humans that have fell in love with a member of the Justice.
So we're Morty in that fucking Captain Planet episode.
That's the one. Yeah,
yeah, yeah. We end up with a member of the Justice League. And
isn't there one where the guy is unsuperpowered? There is a movie about that where they're
My superhero ex-girlfriend.
Yeah,
my super ex-girlfriend.
Super ex-girlfriend,
so
right?
We start with Superman.
Yeah,
of course.
I mean, the most powerful.
The big man himself.
Yeah,
dangerous in bed.
I mean,
he gets carried away. He's crushing you.
Yeah, your pelvis isn't taking that. I don't care how clapped your cheeks are.
You could
be Nicki Minaj.
He's
coming through.
I've been doing squats for years.
Just for this moment.
I've been training for this moment.
The guy's crushing you.
He's absolutely ruining
it. He can see through your clothes.
Oh, he can always see you
so
naked.
He's always looking at you. You don't know if he's looking at you naked, but he's going to be looking at you naked.
I don't really care.
Oh, he's just going to... Could you imagine 24...
Like, we're having dinner. Can you not?
Looking through the table. He's like eating his vegetables.
And if you take him to a
party... Stop looking at me, flaccid penis.
If you take him to a party, he might be looking at other people naked.
No, hold on though.
Oh, the paranoia would set in.
Yeah, but remember, this is Superman. He is a good guy.
He is loyal.
He is a very nice guy.
Pro, I can throw myself off of any building and I know he'll catch me.
Or is that a negative?
When you get the am I Spider-Man moment, you've got a safety net.
I'm always going to be caught, at the very least.
Or is it a negative?
I mean, to be fair, all anybody had to do with Lois when they throw him off a building is gag her.
No, I suppose so.
He has to hear her.
He can't call out.
With his superhero. Oh my god, you can imagine him in an argument, you muttering something under your breath. And I heard that, you bitch.
He'd hear everything.
He'd hear
if you took yourself off for a wank.
You could have spicy shit after a curry.
I know
curry.
What you're doing in there. I'm just in the bath. Give me the door, I can hear the splashing.
Look.
Boom.
Look.
Door comes through.
Look. You guys are like, oh, maybe he's going to be like this. I'm thinking he'd be down with it, though. He's not with us for any other reason.
He'll just look through the walls.
Oh, voyeurism.
Pro, flies.
Yeah.
Saving on flight.
My God. A takeaway is only 5 seconds.
Yep.
He'd be like,
any takeaway in the world.
Italian. Yeah, I'll fly, sir.
Yeah.
Gone. You're in Italy.
Yeah, but I reckon what?
You're in Italy eating pasta.
What else would you eat?
Pizza.
I thought you were going to say a nice tandoori.
Ooh. Gelato.
In the middle of Italy.
Lovely gelato.
Or boom, you're in Paris eating at the top of the Eiffel Tower.
No, I don't want
to
be in Paris.
Yeah, but I'd just be like, oh, come on. Like, can't we just go to a local takeaway? And that is local for me.
It'll be a cold flight. You're going to be going, you're going to land in a full parka and everything.
I was going to say, you put a puffer jacket on, but that is a pro. Pro is he takes you anywhere.
That is true.
He could do chores in the blink of an eye.
Yeah.
He's quick.
Constantly working, though.
Yeah, I suppose always off saving somebody.
But he's always doing something. If it's not
a con is, yeah.
If he's not working on his actual Daily Bugle, do you bugle?
Daily Bugle.
I am right with Daily Bugle.
No, Daily Planet.
Daily Planet. Bugle, there, we go, see?
There we go. Even I went for it. I was like, no, you are right. 100% correct.
I got him.
Yeah, he leads a double life and he's got two jobs.
Yeah.
He's working two jobs.
I mean, that's normal in America, though, isn't it? Now?
One doesn't pay.
Yeah, one doesn't pay.
It pays in...
Crime pays.
I'm persuaded. All of that. Sheen is corrupting Superman. That's what's happening.
Red Sun.
If you want to stay in this house, you pay for it.
Now get me the Mona Lisa. Right. I'm a cultured man.
Yes, Daddy. Thank you. Thank you.
Oh, you had your Superman calling your daddy. It'd be weird.
Father.
Superman is the bottom.
Yes, Lor-El. What?
Just for a power play, I'm piling.
Oh, I bet he's an absolute simper. Huh? He's like, I've got too much power. I like it being taken away.
That put these handcuffs on me, but you can snap them immediately.
It's just not worth it. What's
get the kryptonite.
Point?
Get the kryptonite.
I've got kryptonite handcuffs. Now we're talking.
And this will hurt.
I've got a kryptonite dildo.
Kryptonite tip to
it. Is this hold on. My other two boyfriends told me this was bad.
Attentive, respectful.
He's going to pay for every
charming in
well.
A classical way.
Yeah, he's very old school.
Yeah, that,
in
that
his
kind
ways.
Of 50s, 40s
Midwestern.
Charm.
He's a Midwestern guy.
I just be worried about
Midwestern gay.
Worried about his power though, and the whole fucking can see through things and laser vision.
His powers will become a problem. Yeah,
I think the powers are a problem,
and you're gonna have to deal with all of the Justice League coming round to your house.
Oh my! And every dinner you go out for him, fucking off. Yeah, just going to the toilet. No, you're not. You're gonna save the.
Do you know?
World.
You know what would happen? You'd be sitting there.
Don't lie to me.
You'd be sitting there.
Somebody else do it today.
Hey, you would be sitting there, and you'd just be like carving a steak, and then you're like, "It's really quite nice that you've actually taken the."
Where did you go? Nowhere.
I just went to the toilet.
You went somewhere. I know you went somewhere. No, no, I didn't.
Don't make me get the kryptonite.
You're still in the suit.
Where have you been?
No. He's like, I didn't go anywhere. And you look
your
to
pants
where...
Your still on the outside of your trousers.
No. You look at him and you're like... He was like, I just went to the toilet. And you look at the toilet. The door of the toilet is blown open. You can see the shutter of the window.
Then why is there a Superman-shaped hole in that wall?
On the news screen. Superman saves. I fucking knew it. I knew it. You fucking liar.
You bitch.
And that's how we break up with Superman.
That's how we break Superman.
He's constantly flying to your windows with flowers. Go away, I want to see you right now. He's got a boombox.
It'd just be like one of those giant ones from like a stadium.
You're on the fucking 100th floor of a fucking apartment building. There with a boombox at the window. Would you leave me alone? Please, I need to get an harassment order against Superman.
Yeah, but the thing is as well, you'd have to deal with his mum as well.
Oh.
Aunt May.
You're going to have to go
Aunt May.
Martha
Wayne.
Martha Kent.
Martha Wayne. I went with Martha Wayne.
Martha Wayne.
Batman's mum, right? Yeah.
Martha Wayne and Martha Kent.
Yeah, but literally, I was just like, yeah, you're going to have to go to the Midwest every time.
Oh, no, I don't mind going to the pharmacy.
Yeah, but it's like Kansas. And...
Oh, but you get fed proper Midwest fucking
dinner. I'm fine with Martha. Martha's all right. I miss Martha.
No.
After the breakup, I'd still keep in contact.
No, yeah. I think she'd be.
We're all
really,
baiting Martha, right?
She'd be judging you. She would be judgy as fuck.
What are we giving Superman out of 10?
5. I think he's down the middle.
I'd say a 6.
For a partner.
I think he's down the middle. Straight up, there's good and bad with him.
For bragging rights of dating Superman as well, that bumped him up a little bit for me as well.
What,
yeah.
To a 6?
I'd give him a 6 out of 10.
I was able to take that super dick.
I was. Bragging rights.
Got a kryptonite condom.
No, the fact that you can live with the thought that you railed Superman is just.
And he's nothing but a bitch.
All right, who's next?
And you've got a bullet spat.
Let's go Wonder Woman.
Oh.
Wonder Woman.
You are dying between those thighs.
Absolutely. You crush my head all you like.
Oh, not Gal Gadot. We'll go comic book Wonder Woman.
I'm happy with either, really.
Massive tits, big muscly thighs.
Gal Gadot will do me as well.
And he ain't gonna jump no more.
Cons to Wonder Woman?
She has a lasso of truth.
You are the bitch. Lasso of truth. Oh, that's a good point.
Bitch had slipped that on any moment she got, couldn't she?
Yeah, of course she would.
Yeah.
And you'd be fucked.
Yeah, where have you been? Where were you last
night? You've been out drinking again, haven't you?
No. Don't make me get the whip. Get the whip. Not like that.
Not that one.
No, not the gold one, the black one.
Give me the black Wonder Woman suit.
Is that the only con for her, though?
No. She's Amazonian.
No, I'm fine with that.
You'd have to go to the Amazon.
She's a god.
You'd have to go to the Amazon.
She doesn't age. She's immortal. You get old and die. Whilst constantly having to look at her youth all the fucking time. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, but as long as she loves you still, at least you're an older gentleman smashing Wonder Woman.
I just imagine...
I'm still okay with this.
I just imagine
she'd constantly be telling you about fucking history.
She can't cook either.
Yeah.
I just don't think she can cook.
Oh, one of them can't cook.
There we go, right?
No, there's no cooking involved.
You're the one that's cooking.
No, I think you're the housewife in this situation.
Yeah, you are indeed.
She's doing what she needs to do.
You are 100% bottom on this one.
But I'm staying at home for her. I'm okay with this.
Oh, yeah, she's raking in the big bucks as an archaeologist.
Oh, good. Oh, come on. That's a dying breed. We've run out of fossils.
She's like a sexier Indiana Jones.
And she's got sexy relatives and sisters and...
Yeah, oh my god. And
Amazonians.
She's from Greek. Her entire background is Greek. Those fuckers loved orgies.
All those sisters.
Yeah, but that doesn't mean that Wonder Woman's into the old orgies and sisters.
Oh no, she would have been brought up on that culture though, wouldn't she?
No. She's Amazonian.
She has the invisible plane. Yeah, the invisible jet.
Invisible plane as well.
I don't like that either.
Around that whip. Yeah, love it. Sitting there, everyone can see you.
Yeah, but imagine if she
you're on the window now. Woo-hoo! Your head floating. Is it a bird? Is it a plane? Is it a normal?
I lay on the seats like Superman.
With your bare ass.
That's what it looks like. I'm actually flying. Everyone's like, oh my god.
With your bare ass showing.
Completely naked.
As well, I don't think you understand. I think that Wonder Woman would instantly get suspicious of you the first time you lie.
Oh, it would cause a problem. Because yeah, her go-to would be, say that under oath.
She would hate
the lasso.
Yeah, she would hate liars.
Yeah.
Like, the minute you lied once, it would be, remember that time you lied to me? And it'd be, you bring that up all the time.
Which wouldn't be a problem, but you know she'd do it. I'm like, have you got me a surprise for Christmas? And you'd be like, no, nothing big. Why? And no, you go under the lasso and tell me.
I've got
a it's a nice lie. Shut the fuck up, Wonder Woman.
Yeah
but then you'd
God
also...
God damn it, Diana.
She'd start getting them in self-conscious. She'd be like, where's he going? And then she'd be following you in the invisible plane and everything.
You'd be constantly looking over your shoulder.
You would.
Okay. Would it make the noise of a normal jet?
No. Looks... You'd just see a bird just go through the engine.
Just blood spurt out the other side.
You're there, Diana.
I know she's up there.
Diana, I can see you.
No, you can't.
As she rolls up the window.
Yeah,
she's constantly carrying the lasso of truth. Because she's touching it. If you go like, I can see you. You say, no, you can't. Just come down because she has to tell. I'm in the invisible jet. No, you can't.
You would 100% get her to marry you. It would be, you get that far. I feel like you get through all the dates and you go through all that honeymoon period.
Oh, the dating would be great with that.
Yeah,
oh, I don't know. I imagine it'd be like that Rick and Morty episode with the, and now we celebrate with a hunt constantly.
Yeah, that's a good point. I'm not opposed to this either.
I'm not opposed to a good old-fashioned hunt.
I'm doing a lot for her initially just because of who she is and what she looks like.
You would. You'd go through that
I'm
long...
fully committed to, you like hunting? I'm fucking in.
And those wonder bags.
I'll do it.
Can't we just
clapping
play...
those wonder cheeks? Hey.
100%. You are on board for that honeymoon period.
But by the time you're to the fifth year and she's like, let's go for a hunt, you're like, can't we just play Hunter of the Wild on Xbox? Like, my legs hurt. We went hunting last.
Let's just play Cards Against Humanity and call it a night.
Yeah, exactly.
I think it just gets worse when you get older and she remains the same. And it's
so
just...
you go for a hunt. Like, I can't even hunt out my Zimmer frame. Fuck off.
You would 100% still be suspicious of every guy in the Justice League.
Yeah, they all want to clap her cheeks.
Yeah, they all do.
Nothing could make you feel more like an insignificant man than the competition being Superman.
Batman. Batman. Imagine having him at your wedding.
At the dinner table.
Oh, just at like the wedding of you and Diana. And it's like, do you swear? Yes. Yes, I swear, Batman, I swear. So I won't do anything. I
swear, you better not.
I could just imagine the dinner table.
Swear on me.
They'd be the priest and then he'd zip you up and be like, tell me.
You're just sitting at the head of the table and then there's her at the other end, but there's Superman, Batman, the rest of Justice League in between you, and you're like, I feel really inadequate right now.
They're all in super suits.
You're the guy from Ted Lasso. I'm a strong, independent man. Looking into the mirror, right?
I deserve to be at this table.
I deserve to be here.
You walk in the toilet, Superman's there with his massive dick having a piss, and you're like...
Yeah, because the super strength of flight wasn't fucking anything to worry about.
I'm a strong, independent man.
What the fuck is that?
Great Scott.
I think I found the Loch Ness Monster.
And you know what happened?
Just super shit.
No, you know what had happened? You'd sit in the bog and then they'd all barge in and be like, oh, did you see who she's fucking married? Look at that fucking idiot.
Yeah, you overhear them all talking.
You're eating your dinner on the toilet like Mean Girls.
You just hear them joking about you as you're walking. You go to visit her. You bring her lunch at the Justice Hall of Justice in a little baggie. And you can hear them all taking the piss out of you, and you've got tear falls down your eyes.
She's got a Superman lunchbox. She refuses to give up.
And the thing is,
I brought you lunch, darling.
Tear just falls down your eye. You're like,
all around me are familiar.
You leave it on the doorstep.
But she would 100.
Alfred, give this to Diana.
She would 100% also get you a position at the Justice League.
Oh yeah, I got you a job.
Guy.
Yeah,
you hand out clipboards.
Here's today's itinerary. You know,
you're standing there, and the problem is, right? Aquaman's always getting bullied by the Justice League, so he's the one that's bullying you.
Yeah, right? You're getting bullied.
Aquaman's going to be like, I can't talk to a dolphin who didn't like him whatsoever.
A dolphin's a mean motherfucker.
Yeah.
You're just the water boy.
Yeah.
You just come in and change the water tank.
You're Noop Noop.
What are we giving Diana?
A 4.
I'll give her a 4 as well. Maybe a 3.
An 8.
You're there for the start.
You're there for the initial bit of the relationship.
I was about to say that ending.
Simpy Sheeny.
Oh, yeah. Yes, mummy, yes.
I'll suffer.
What the
team? A valiant hero that I am, I shall suffer.
It's just the fact that all of this is going
to happen. At the end of the day, you can take the piss all you like, but I'm still railing it.
It's railing you.
I was about to say.
You are getting pegged.
Yeah. If she's into anything,
around my neck.
Do you want to be pegged? Yes, I do. I mean, no, take it off. Balls deep, mummy.
It's a sacrifice I'm willing to make.
All right, 8 out of 10. So, I think the next person, I was going to go with Batman. Now, I'm not going to lie, I think this might be a 1.
Pro, massive manner to live in.
And available all day.
And a servant.
And Alfred.
He's sleeping all day.
I know he doesn't
and
sleep all
day. And he's a sexy entrepreneur philanthropist.
Charming. You can go for dinner anywhere you want.
Again, you're going to be feeling very inadequate when he's got all these young models around him.
No, because I think you'd buy into that society, because even his alter ego is a rich philanthropist.
Is he telling you that he's Batman? Are you dating,
Bruce Wayne?
No, you're going to know he's Batman.
Yeah, you're going to date
him. Eventually, he's going to be like, I think I trust him.
Let me show you the Batcave. Right. Are you an orphan? I was once.
Good. Come down. That's my kink.
You can't go into the Batcave unless you're an orphan.
Who's your daddy?
I don't know. You.
As he puts pearl necklace on you.
He puts the lotion on.
What's this for?
Bruce, put the gun down.
Role play. I need you to rip it off and drop it on the floor.
Why do we only make love when Seal's on?
But I also feel like he'd be quite a fair lover. I think he'd be 50-50.
Because he's just a man. The sex is normal.
Yep.
There's nothing extreme about any of it.
I don't know.
He's a bit extreme, but I don't think he is.
There's definitely going to be some role play going on there. You're the Joker.
intimacy issues would be a problem.
Oh, massive, yeah.
Actually, just him getting close to you on an affectionate level.
The sex would be good, but your love language would be unfulfilled.
Yeah, but every touch would be a bad touch with him, wouldn't it?
Like, well, I just feel like there's not a lot of affection going on.
Yeah, see?
Just no affection.
No, he wouldn't. He'd be very cold after you'd had sex. He'd be like, do you want to stay in? He'd be like,
do you want
to
cuddle?
No, no, the cave.
What the fuck, man? Come back.
This is a sex cave.
Alfred, take care of me.
Yeah, that would be.
I only cuddle justice.
He's the sex butler. At that moment, Alfred. Alfred. He'd be like, I am here.
The one that cuddles you afterwards. I don't know. Does he even love me, Alfred?
Yes, he does.
Yes, he does.
Yes, Master Shane.
He loves you very much.
No, do you want a tangerine?
Oh, there we go.
I do. Let your tangerines always make me feel better.
How about a nice martini?
Yeah. Let me pop it in your mouth.
Peel the orange. It's
slowly
pushes the orange into your mouth. Thank you.
The whole thing. He doesn't even peel it.
Sometimes I feel like you're the only one who listens to me.
I see why Master Bruce likes you. You could take a whole orange.
That's not a clementine. That's a big boy.
A con to Batman. Apart from the lack of affection, is there any
I would never be there on a night time.
Nope.
Constantly in genuine danger, like Superman level danger.
Yeah, sleeping alone is something you'd have to get used to, I guess. In a big, open, bloody...
And also,
working nights.
Spooky
you
manner.
Will most definitely eventually get into a position where somebody knows you are dating Batman.
Six kids.
Yeah, you're going to have all those orphans to deal with constantly, and they've all got problems.
You
got to
deal with Damian Wayne.
I was going to say, the constant sidekicks everywhere, and this, that, and the other as well. It's just like, which one are you? What do you mean? don't worry about it. Like,
call yourself something different. For God's sake!
The last three Robins have died.
But even when you're living, like you'd be living in Gotham. It's
on the outside.
Doesn't Joker find out where he lives as well?
Yes, he does.
Yeah.
You've got the League of Shadows as well, don't you?
Yeah, pretty much the entirety of Arkham Asylum wanted to fuck with you.
And you got to live in Gotham.
That's what I'm on about. Like, it's barely a one star on TripAdvisor.
What are we giving Batman out of 10?
I told you a 1.
A 3.
There's nothing there that's going to
keep
you.
I mean, the lifestyle's pretty good. The holidays are content. Yeah. You can fuck off by yourself.
I just go on single holidays all the time.
Constantly.
With his money.
Yeah, oh, can you imagine? You're cheating on Batman.
Yeah, but he'd know. The world's greatest detective.
Of course he'd fucking know. He'd smell it on you.
He would. He'd do DNA.
DNA samples. Yeah.
I know KY jelly when I smell it.
I use it in explosives.
I'm going to do the blood sample.
Yeah, that'd be the thing as well. He has no trust whatsoever.
Oh, no.
So he will literally be testing you all the time.
When you're asleep, it just prick your finger.
Yeah, he would.
Yeah.
It's a 3.
He gets
3. He
gets a 2 out of 10. 2 out of 10.
It's a 1 from me. This guy, you are getting with him, and after 2 months, you're going to open up the water, and it's going to be poisoned.
Batman doesn't kill you. You'll be fine.
Yeah.
No.
One thing you know he won't do.
He'll break your back.
He'll put you in a dress and a pearl necklace, but he won't kill you.
And good luck trying to break up with him. Good luck with trying to break up with him.
Yeah, that's true.
He's got separation issues at the max. True.
No, he'd just be crying in his cave. 100 missed calls from him.
Pick up the phone. Where are you?
And on that note, it's time for us to chuff off. Join us next week where we do part 2 of this scenario because it ran on a little bit longer than we thought.
Really long, this episode.
Worth it.
It is.
If you've got any questions or queries or just want to see what we're up to, you can find us on Instagram, Twitter and Facebook at How Not Summon, or join our Discord at How Not Summon a Podcast, or go to our Linktree to find all our links, or go to our YouTube to find all our new vids.
Like and subscribe.
I've been Sheenie Senpai.
I've been Jim.
I've been Grayson.
See you later.
See ya.
Ta-ra.